The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access. More than banking.
You deserve to retire well and to be financially independent after taking a bow from the workforce. But do you know it takes planning consciously for this phase of one's life not to be sad and miserable? It will do you good to know that no matter how long you spend in employment, whether in the private or public sector, you will definitely retire one day, as it is mandatory at a certain age. It's of great importance to plan ahead how you desire to spend your life when the monthly alerts and allowances stops coming in. Hello, good morning and welcome to our Thursday's retirement segment for this week. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. A quick recap of the market before you meet our guest for today. Transactions on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange on Wednesday closed on a positive note as the All-Share Index appreciated by 0.71% to settle at 37,907.28 points from the previous loss of 37,640.75 points. Investors gained 139 billion naira as the market's capitalization grew by 0.71% to close at 19.76 trillion naira from the previous loss of 19.621 trillion naira. Our guest on the program this morning is Mr. Goodluck Moses Ijegbai. He's a retiree from Nigerian Ports Authority. Good morning, sir, and it's nice to have you in the program this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right, sir. Briefly, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
My name is Goodluck Moses Ijegbai.
All right, sir. Sir, what was your career journey like? Like from the first place you worked and the last place you worked before you retired?
My career journey was so strange because after my CUSAT education, I got been employed with Nigerian Ports Authority. Then I was in there. After working there, I now got been admitted at University of Lagos with my, because when I got there, it was with CUSAT. So it was there I developed myself to enter the University of Lagos, where I did my MBA, Banking and Finance at UNILAG. So thereafter, I proceeded to do my MBA, that is MBA at LASU, and that was the year 2002 while I was still working. So with that, I think I would say the Nigerian Port Authority, while I was in school, I was given scholarship in my first degree. It was only MBA that I paid. I paid my school fees and I was employed, and throughout my employment career, there was no problem. I was just doing fine. From one department, I was the head of while I was in a container terminal port, I was the paymaster. Then thereafter, in the Nigerian Port Authority, I was the head of revenue. I was in charge of revenue as well. So I believe my career was okay, no problem at all. I was so happy, though it was rigorous, but then I was able to escape my way out of the problem. In life, you must see some one thing or the other. But as a hardworking fellow, you must be able to skate through. So that's how I was able to do. My career was okay, no problem at all.
All right, sir. What year did you retire from paid employment, sir, from the Nigerian Ports Authority?
Okay, I retired in 4th of April, 2007. That was when I got retired.
All right, sir. Like, how old were you when you retired, sir?
I was not up to 60. I put all, both my education and everything, my working experience, I was 26 years, 6 months as my year in MPA. Then I think before I left was, I think I was just 55 when I now left. And that was 1st of April, 2007. As a result of a concession, because that time, the Nigerian Ports Authority were concessioned to individuals. They bought that place, the concession MP. So there was no time. So they decided to lay some people off. in order to, you know, scale down the staff. That was when we now left. So we do not even plan for retirement. But hopefully, from 2006, those people that left 2006 and 2007 were placed on retirement. But thereafter, those people that were retired were under PENCOM. So, you know, they would do PENCOM managers. Yeah, so those, after our set, that 2007, were the last people in a pension scheme. So every month, we still get our pay. But those people that left 2008 were under PENCOM. So I think federal government were paying 10% or so. Business were paying 10% to the insurance company they engaged on.
All right, sir. So would you say you planned towards retirement while you were still in active workforce?
In fact, to be sincere, I do not have any plan because, you know, during our time, we were working tirelessly. We were just working. There was no plan for us, no time to do anything. But there are clever people among us that were doing businesses. So even some people were even taking loans to build houses, commercial buildings for people. Then I think when I was in paymaster then at Continental Terminal, I believe people were coming for a salary advance. I was even asked, what are you doing? Not saying that most of them had plans. It was that I knew. But I just can't go because after that concessioning, we were just laid off without no notice at all. Or everybody. So that was why I left. So there was no plan at all. But I thank God, after that, the gratuity they gave me, I used some for my own personal business. Then I bought one vehicle. This what do you call it? Then it was I asked, but not this, what they call it, the one they see now. So I was running transport. But I discovered that the transport I was doing was a mischief of business because the drivers were not sincere. We were not sincere. So that's why I did not depend much on that transportation. I now got a job again with then when Best Western was still functioning at the Allen Avenue. So we were the one that set up that company. So after setting it up, I now left. Today, I am on my own now, and I thank God. And through that period in my working experience, I was able to train my children to the level I feel they should go. So today, I think I'm a happy man. I don't think I have any cause to regret at all.
All right, sir. So what activities, like what business do you do now in retirement?
Now, what I normally do now is I'm into so many things. For instance, I have a place of rentage, make money. So we sell some other things. Now I want to even establish some electrical stores now. But my children have said, Daddy, you have done much. I should not be doing anything. So probably again, they give me money. So that is it. Though I thank God, I have my own rentage, I have businesses that my wife is doing. I support her.
So you invested in real estate while you were still in employment?
No, it was nothing. After the employment.
Oh, okay. It was after the employment. From your gratitude.
Yes. I said it before that I just solely depend on government work. No time for myself. I never did anything like that. It was after the retirement years that I started, you know, thinking of what to do. And I really thank God that I have succeeded in life. Mm.
Looking back, what were those things that you think you would have done better while in active service to better your days as a retiree now?
Yes. You see, the mistake I made, I've even told my children that they should not make any mistake. One, when I was in service, there was what you call the car refurbishment loan. So many loans coming up. I used to be afraid of collecting loans because I said, if they collect it, they start deducting. Little by little, they'll be taking it. And what will I use to tell my children? I never knew that. I was even doing myself very harm. That was in account then. No, I know all these things, but I do not take loan. One, two, I do not foresee future. That, okay, let me do this. So that by the time I'm out of the job, I'll fall back to it. There was no plan at all. Not until the concession report and were taken unaware when they said, okay, all of you should go. In fact, it was our appointment was determined not even to be paid a retirement or benefit at all. But we got intervention, they now place us on there. They said this, what they call it, they call it one kind name that people should go. They gave us 5 months in lieu of notice. They paid us for 5 years. They said that is all. While I was in service, the mistake I made was that if I, that time, I had no mind of doing anything because we really focus our mind. I explain myself, focus mind for walking. I just walk. When I get to the office, before I leave, probably at night. So no time for me, and I never have the stage of even doing any other thing. But if I had known then that there's something like retirement, because we never thought one day we'll leave, what I would have done was to plan. That's what I told my kid. I said, the moment you are engaged in employment, that day, start thinking of your retirement. Start doing something that you feel when you are leaving that place, you fall back to that business. And again, too, you need money to establish. During my time, I never have that mind of collecting loans. You know, there are loans the employers will give, like car refurbishment. As an officer, you get car refurbishment. As a staff, you get motorcycle loan and other things. During my time, I do not collect any loan. Even in our, what they call it, corporate society of 18. I was not even giving, when at the end of the month, I will collect all what they have from that, we don't take and remit it to them. But then, I do not collect any loans. Until when they said they wanted to buy land, and I bought, they gave me land. If I was waiting to get money till I started building. But they now told me, come and take loan. So it was the first thing I took was 700 times. I looked at it, it was 7 million. That is how I started until I was out of the service when the concession, Nigerian Ports Authority. So to me, my own advice now is, any loan that comes, they should take it and use it for investment. They should not go and use it for party or buying clothes or buying car. Car is a liability. But when you do a business that brings money or you buy a car that brings in money, that is, what I say, if it's something that gives you money, it is an asset. But don't buy it. Don't do anything that will give you a liability. That's what I now tell these younger ones, like my junior ones, my children. Do something that will make you be profitable in future while you are no longer in service. Because during our time, we never had any time of business at all. I want you to work. At the end of the day, we only fall up retirement, they start paying stipends. But I thank God, when I now left, I really established myself, you know, my children. Today, I know some of them that are doing very well. But I thank God that the children of nowadays, they are even better, they are even wiser than us. They know what it means to establish. And with the economy of things now, has opened people's mind that you cannot depend on government. Because government is not even doing anything. Even during my time, I was also called, scholarship. They can give you scholarship. Government can give you scholarship to go and read books. But today, it is no longer there. So everything one has to struggle in life. So that is my own contribution to that. I am happy. I do not gain anything from government by loan, but I have told my children, they're very wise. Anything loans, collect it. Anything money, collect it and invest it. Because when you invest and you are doing it, by the time you may put somebody there while you are working, you supervise them. By the time you are leaving, you fall back. But during our time, it was not like that. So that is it.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time this morning, sir. I really appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you very much.
All right. It's a wrap on the retirement segment today. To be added to our StocksWatch Telegram group, you can call me or send a message on 0703-134-1703. You can also log on to our website, www.stocksng.com. For more information on stocks-related matters, economic updates, you can also listen to our TV and radio program that you might have missed. Don't forget to send in your questions, which will be answered on the program tomorrow. I'll surely come your way again tomorrow. Same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ebikunle. Thank you. And have a blessed day.
The Oracle is back. Oracle is back. Oracle is back.